This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo, and with me today in just a moment is a very special guest. He's a social media pastor, and he has an incredible testimony to share right after this.
All around the world, poverty is stealing choices from kids. It's time to give those choices back. Introducing Chosen, World Vision's new invitation to sponsorship. For the first time, kids have the power to choose their own sponsors. Now the choice is theirs. The choice to take hold of their future, and even the choice to step into a life-changing relationship with you. Learn more at worldvision.org/chosen.
Well, we're here with the Charisma News Podcast, and I'm very excited to share my guest with you, Pastor Jacob Coyne. He is a social media influencer, and he has been using Instagram and TikTok and Facebook for the kingdom of God in ways that are going to blow your mind. And he shared an amazing, amazing testimony the other day on social media. And I was so moved by it that I reached out to him and I just had to share this story. And Jacob, welcome so much to the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me, John. Yeah, it's been quite the week with what God's been doing on social media and just how this video that I posted has just been going from nation to nation now at this point. It's amazing.
It is so, so cool to hear what happened. Well, I'm not going to bury the lead. Jacob, can you please just tell us what happened the other night? And I want to hear what's happened since then, too. So kind of set up what was going on that night, because this was a long form message that you had, but God did something amazing at the end there. So what was happening?
Yeah. So what I've been doing lately on Instagram is I've been doing live streams, and that was just, I really felt led by the Holy Spirit to start doing that. I usually don't do that at all on social media. I do pre-made videos that I post that are pre-edited, but I've really felt lately like it's time to do live streams where I do a 20-minute Bible study, and at the end of the Bible study, I'll have an altar call and a time for prayer, and lately, I've been actually letting people on Instagram join my live stream who are watching, and I just pray for them personally, one-on-one, for 3 to 5 minutes. So I just have people, one by one, join my call. So just a couple days ago, I was going one by one, praying for people. People were getting freedom. It was powerful. And then I just said, I have time for one more person. So everyone just write in the comments on my live stream the reason why you need prayer. If it's a serious reason, if you need freedom from sin, if you need deliverance, if you need healing in your body, if you want to give your life to Jesus, make sure it's something like that. So I'm going through the comments and there's this guy named Genesis who says, I cannot move my arm. I heard it playing basketball and now my whole season is over. I want to be able to move my arm again. So I just said, Genesis, if you put in a request, I'm going to pick you. And let's just go for it. So I was just like, this would be amazing if Jesus just healed this guy in front of all these people that are watching this, just to give God glory. And it kind of reminded me of like Elijah and the prophets of Baal. You know, I really believe that God loves to reveal himself as the one true God. There's only one God who can part water. There's only one God who can turn water into wine. There's one God who can heal the sick and raise the dead. So I just thought this would be an incredible opportunity for God to reveal himself to people that are watching this from all over the world.
And how many people were watching at that point? Do you remember?
It said that there were about 1,500 total viewers. At that point, at the end of the podcast, there were around 300 people watching.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot for an Instagram live stream. So,
it's been going for an hour already. Yeah.
There are that many people just watching one by one, you know, one-on-one prayer. So he gets on and I just interview him. I asked him, you know, what happened to him. He said he heard it during basketball. He couldn't move it at all. He said it was a level 9.5 out of 10 pain. And I just asked him, I said, wouldn't it be amazing if Jesus healed you right now? And he said, yeah, that would be amazing. And I said, I really believe he will because that was what our Bible study was on. It was about the Great Commission. I read it out of Matthew 28 and then Mark 16. And in Mark 16, Jesus says, these signs will follow those that believe. And at the end of what he's, the description of what signs will follow believers in Jesus, one of those is healing the sick. We will lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. So I said, let's believe right now in the word of God. We read it and let's see it actually take place. We're believers. Jesus said these signs will follow those that believe. It's pretty simple. Let's see it happen right now. That's who our God is. He's a man of his word. So I just asked Genesis to put his hand on his shoulder, the one that he couldn't move. And I prayed a very quick prayer. Mm-hmm. I think it was like less than 30 seconds. I just said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command every muscle, ligament, bone, tendon to realign and come back into place. And as soon as I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, his arm jolted like it just shook. You can see it on camera.
Yeah.
And there was a clicking sound. If you listen to it closely, you can even hear a popping and a clicking sound. And it goes right into place. And he's just, wow. He has his eyes closed during the prayer. He opens up his eyes. He's shocked. And it just takes me a second to even realize this happened. I was shocked. Like, I know I was saying that God can do this, but when you see something like that, you're like, is this real life right now? Like, I was so shocked.
It really
happened. And he moved his arm completely all the way up without any pain. He was completely healed. And then the most beautiful part about all of that, I mean, if that wasn't enough already, he stops me and he says, Jacob, I wanted to join this to see if Jesus would heal me. And if he did, then I would give my life to Jesus Christ. He said that he was thinking of, is Islam the way or is Christianity the way? And right there, Jesus healed him and he gave his life to Jesus right there. And he was so excited. He said,
"That was amazing.
You know, I'm going to text my basketball coach and tell him I'm going to practice tomorrow." So it was just awesome, man. It was amazing. So powerful.
That is so cool. And I know you said to him, you know, you encouraged him to get into the Bible and to start reading in John. Have you been able to stay in touch with him?
We're DMing right now on Instagram. So
awesome.
I'm making sure that he does. He says that he has a church that his family goes to already. So he's going to stay in that church. I told him to just start telling people what happened. Like that's a great way to build his own faith. Is just telling his testimony. But when something like that happens to your life, you're marked, man. You can't run away from that. Like that's who Jesus is in his life forever now. It's always going to be a memorial stone in his life, a staple in his life. So I'm excited to see what God does in Genesis's life from here on out.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And, you know, it's so important. You know, the Bible says in Revelation that they overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. You know, sharing testimonies is so important. What God has done, what God is doing, and those testimonies of faith, that what you believe God will do because he said it and he's going to follow through with that. And so, Jacob, how did you get started really using social media the way that you are right now? You kind of started doing this even before the pandemic, which is kind of like when most people started changing the way that they're doing things.
Yeah.
But, you know, speaking of testimonies, going through your social media on Instagram, it seems like you started by sharing part of your testimony too. Can you kind of take me to that place where you decided to actually use social media for more than just sharing pretty pictures?
Yeah, I was not doing hardly anything on social media at all. I was, like you said, I was just posting the family photos like once a month, maybe.
And you have a beautiful family, by the way. So that's definitely
a
good thing.
Thank you. So I actually, it was really simple, actually. This guy named Gary Vaynerchuk, I don't know if he's a follower of Jesus or not, but he's this big entrepreneur. And he just showed up on my Instagram Explore page. And he said, there's this app called TikTok. If you're a teacher, if you are an entrepreneur, if you have something educational to bring to people, get on this app because the youth of the world are on this app and they need teachers. They need leaders. Just start posting your niche. And then the same day, one of my friends, his name's Alex Wilson, he said, hey, we need pastors on TikTok. I'm on TikTok. I'm a pastor. We need more pastors on TikTok. So please download the app and just start preaching the gospel and see what Jesus does. So I prayed.
Wow.
I felt like God was like, yeah, do it. So I download the app and I'm scrolling and I'm like, this is dark stuff on this app, man. This is crazy here. So I prayed and I said, God, what do I do? And I felt like I should just share my testimony. I should share stories of things that I've seen God do in the past. I should pray for people. So that's what I started doing. I started with sharing my testimony. I think my first video got like 70,000 views. I had zero followers.
Wow.
And it started to spread. My second or third video, I just prayed. The quality's terrible. It was a video of me at my dinner table, bad lighting, grainy. And I said, I want to pray for you. And I just started praying. And that video got like 200,000 or 300,000 views. And then from then on, my account just started growing and growing and growing. And, you know, from January 2020 to December 2020, I went from zero followers to 1 million followers on TikTok, which was just crazy. So now I'm at almost 1.3 million followers. And I don't post as often on TikTok. I spend a little bit more time on Instagram right now. It's a little easier to connect with people on Instagram, but I'm still posting on TikTok a few times a week. And,
That's good. Yeah. Cause I know a few weeks ago you actually, you know, announced that TikTok had banned you for something that you had said. What's going on with that? Cause you had 1.2 million followers at that point. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that you're back on it because there's a great harvest that God has there.
Yes.
So what happened and how did you get back?
That was crazy how that happened, man. So all of a sudden I got two of my videos taken down by TikTok. One of them said it was for illegal activities, and the other one was for hate speech. So they took my videos down. One of them that they took down for hate speech, I just said, "What is going to happen when you die? Will you go to heaven?" Mm. And I said, "You know, if you believe you're going to heaven, you aren't going to be able to go to heaven because you're a good person. No one's good. Only Jesus is good. So it's not about what you do. It's about who you know. Do you know Jesus?" That got taken down so fast, and that was so random because I post content like that a lot. So I felt like there might be some people who have been just spam reporting my page or something like that. So TikTok took it down. I appealed to TikTok. They reinstated one of my videos. And then I have some friends that are pretty influential just with, you know, as my account has grown, I'm reaching people in Hollywood and people who know people who like work high up in TikTok. So one of my friends reached out to me and he's like, "Dude, let me help you out." So they reached out to some people at TikTok and they reinstated my account. But as soon as I posted, I got another message from TikTok and they said, "You are banned from the creator fund. You can no longer make money on your TikTok videos." And I was like,
"Really?
Alrighty." So that got taken away. And then the next day I got banned again. So my account got banned again for 2 days, and they just brought it back. So it's been an interesting week. I think it's been about a week and a half of kind of getting banned, unbanned, banned again. And I'm still banned from the creator fund where TikTok pays their creators for posting certain content. So it's been pretty interesting.
So, I mean, talk about, you know, Jesus being a stumbling block for a lot of people. I mean, that's definitely seems to be the case right here.
Yeah.
And so how do you stay encouraged during this?
Yeah, I just stay encouraged just knowing that it's not, I should never take this personal.
Right.
Jesus said that if you're preaching his word, if you're a follower of Jesus, this stuff will happen to you. And, you know, stuff like this to me, you know, when I know what's going on in the other parts of the world with the persecuted church, this is nothing. This is trivial. The gospel will still go out. And, you know, I don't depend on just TikTok for the gospel to go out, thankfully. It is interesting. And I think it is a precursor of times that we're in. Maybe, you know, we're going to see more and more of this. I believe more and more censoring. We've seen it in the last year since 2020. Mm-hmm. Voices are getting censored. People are getting taken down on social media. So I just think that it's a warning sign and a wake up for me to be prepared and to also create more channels where my messages are getting out. So I'm posting, that's why I'm posting more on Instagram. I'm posting more on YouTube. I'm trying to get my stuff on different channels, and sure. I'm going to start a podcast in the fall. So awesome. that was a wake up call for me. But when that stuff happens, I just laughed. I was just like, all right, Lord, I know you're going to take care of this. This isn't everything to me. So I more prayed for people who might depend on, you know, Christian content creators or pastors online. Mm-hmm. I just pray that people wouldn't see us as their idols. They wouldn't see us as,
sure.
you know, their Moses, but they would actually, you know, receive from the Word of God themselves. So that's what I hope people realize, because we might get taken down. Mm-hmm. My account might get banned again, but I'm not Jesus.
Right.
People can encounter Jesus in the Word of God or at their local church. So that was my perspective. Amen. With it all.
Amen. So are you a pastor at a local church as well as being this Instagram pastor and TikTok pastor?
Yeah, I'm a pastor on staff at Bethesda Church in Vancouver, Washington. And I'm also the founder, co-founder with my brother of a ministry called Stay Here. So it's a suicide prevention and mental health ministry. Mm. Where we believe that Gen Z will be suicide free. And we're going to do that by training millions of individuals in gospel-centered suicide prevention. So right now we're training churches, and we're training schools on how to save lives by just spotting the warning signs. And then once you spot a warning sign, how to ask the question, and then what to do with follow-up if someone is depressed, anxious, or suicidal. So
that's incredible.
We've seen 17 lives saved from suicide in the last 30 days. It's been amazing. This is all on social media too. It's incredible.
Incredible. That's awesome, Jacob, that you're using social media to help advance the kingdom of God. Obviously, this testimony that with Genesis is amazing, and I'm so glad that so many people are sharing it, and it's just getting out there, and people are seeing a miracle happen on screen, and I love that, because God works in that way, where He likes to show off because he's that good, and he wants his children, he wants us to know him and to come to a relationship with him. And being that I have you right here, right now, I feel like I would miss a great opportunity if I didn't take this opportunity to ask you to share the gospel with somebody on through this medium right here, and just kind of do what you would normally do in front of your TikTok or your Instagram account, and just do that right here for somebody that might not know Jesus already.
Yeah, I'd love to. Thank you, John, for that opportunity. Yeah, if you're listening to this or you're watching this right now, I'm just reminded of this story in John chapter 5, where there was a man at a pool called the Pool of Bethesda who was crippled for 38 years. He couldn't walk, and he was laying at the side of this pool waiting for someone to throw him into the pool, because people believed that when the pool, the water would bubble up in the pool every once in a while. And they believed that if you go in the pool when the water is bubbling up, you might get healed. But this place was fake. It was a plague. It was a pagan place of worship. It wasn't even God who was stirring up the waters. It was all a scam. And this man had, you know, I believe that this man was tired. He was sick in his soul, and he was sick in his body. And it says in John chapter 5 that Jesus came to this pool, which wasn't a Jewish place. It was a pagan place. Jesus came to this dark place to save this man out of darkness. He came to this man and he asked him this question: would you like to be well? The man had all these excuses, but no one carries me into the water when it bubbles up. No one helps me. I'm all alone here. And Jesus ignores all the excuses and he says, stand up, pick up your bed, and walk. And the Bible says instantly the man was healed. He picked up his mat and he walked. He was healed after being crippled for 38 years. And I believe, you know, obviously he wasn't just healed physically, but his soul and his spirit was saved by Jesus Christ that day. So if you're listening or watching this right now, you know, maybe you have excuses. Maybe you feel like your sin is separating you from God. Maybe you feel like you're not enough. Maybe you feel like God has left you. God, I just want to ask you to let all of those go. Let the love of God wash those things away. Let us blood that Jesus shed on the cross wash your sins away today. As Jesus asks you the same question, would you like to be well? Would you like to be saved today? Would you like to be healed today? Because Jesus is able and he's available to do that for you right now. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So that's all you need to do right now. If you believe that Jesus came to this earth, he carried our sins on the cross, he died on that cross, he rose again 3 days later, he ascended to the right hand of God, and he's returning soon. If you believe that, and if you call on the name of Jesus right now, just ask him to save you, to heal you, and to set you free, he will do that. He is a man of his word. He doesn't lie. He keeps his promises. So if you'd like to be made well today, I just want to pray for you right now, all right? I want to pray for you that as you're watching this or listening to this, Jesus would come and touch you from your head to your feet. He would save your soul and he would heal your body. So Heavenly Father, I just pray right now for everyone watching this, Lord Jesus. I pray that you would touch them right now, Lord God. I pray that you'd reveal your love to them, God. I pray for anyone who's been struggling with sin, anyone who's struggling with depression or anxiety or suicide. I pray that you would deliver them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. God, anyone who needs healing in their body, I pray for deaf ears to open up, blind eyes to open up, cancer to go right now in Jesus' name. God, I pray for anybody who's battling with disease and sickness. Let them be healed in the name of Jesus Christ, the name above all names, the name that saves, the name that sets captives free, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you're here right now. I thank you that you're moving right now, Lord Jesus, as people are watching this and listening to this. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're here. And I thank you for what you're about to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor Jacob Coyne, thank you so, so very much for taking some time to go a little bit deeper with your story and what's happened with Genesis. And we can just continue to trust and believe that God is going to do an amazing work in his life.
Amen.
And that his testimony is going to reach people and they're going to come to Jesus through that.
Amen.
But if people want to reach you, Pastor Jacob, how can people find you on social media?
Yeah, you could reach me on Instagram. It's at Jacob Coyne, or TikTok. It's at Jacob.Coyne. And then follow, stay here. If you need help with anxiety, depression, or suicide, or if you want to get trained to save lives, go to www.stayhere.live. And if you want to email me or have me come and speak at your church, I'd love to do that. Just email team@stayhere.live. Those are some ways to contact me.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Pastor Jacob, thank you so very much for taking some time to share this testimony with our listeners and viewers here. And may God bless you. And just, I can't wait to see what God does next.
Same here, John. Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Amen.
I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.